Well, recovering from depression is hard enough if the rest of your life is in perfect order, but what happens when it isn't? The leading housing charity Shelter are all too aware of the link between homelessness and mental health problems. But does depression lead to homelessness? Or does homelessness increase the risk of depression? We sent Tricia McNair to investigate. Adam Sampson is Shelter's director.
Increasingly in Shelter, we're seeing significant evidence that it is the housing conditions in which they're having to live that cause the problems. A recent survey we did of families in emergency temporary accommodation indicated that over three quarters of the people said they had a specific health problem which resulted from their housing position, and over half of those people in emergency accommodation were actually suffering from depression.
A breakdown in her relationship and problems with domestic violence left Sharon Bullock and her children homeless. They took shelter in a refuge before being housed for several weeks in bed and breakfasts, and then a year in a flat in a homeless unit. Coping with two small children in temporary accommodation proved extremely difficult.
It was very, very stressful, you know, not knowing really from one day to the next where you were going to be placed. So it was, you know, insecure. I got very down in the temporary accommodation we're in. There were a lot of restrictions. It was security guarded 24 hours. You weren't allowed to stay out more than two nights. You were not allowed visitors after 10 at night. So you couldn't have maintained any kind of relationship there. Nowhere for the children to play, that kind of thing. It was very isolating.
The reasons why people may be depressed because of their homelessness are manifold. First of all, there's the physical conditions in which they live. Very often the emergency accommodation, the temporary accommodation, is simply not fit for use. Overcrowding, inadequate access to hygiene or to cooking. And those things are obviously going to have an impact. Secondly, there is this sense of hopelessness. You may be in that accommodation for years and you're not even staying in the same place. You're moved on a very regular basis. You're unable to work because of the very high rents that you have to pay, which can only be met out of housing benefit. Finally, there's a real problem in getting access to support. They don't have access to their normal doctors. The kids don't get access to their normal schools. Their friends, their support mechanisms, all of those have been taken away from them.
It's not surprising that adults often become depressed while trying to cope with this sort of situation. But it's the long-term effects on children which particularly concerns Adam Sampson of Shelter.
With children, what is particularly concerning is there's an increasing amount of evidence to indicate that the psychological problems that are caused by homelessness as a child recur in adult life.
Segment 1.
Well, recovering from depression is hard enough if the rest of your life is in perfect order, but what happens when it isn't? The leading housing charity Shelter are all too aware of the link between homelessness and mental health problems. But does depression lead to homelessness? Or does homelessness increase the risk of depression? We sent Tricia McNair to investigate. Adam Sampson is Shelter's director.
Increasingly in Shelter, we're seeing significant evidence that it is the housing conditions in which they're having to live that cause the problems. A recent survey we did of families in emergency temporary accommodation indicated that over three quarters of the people said they had a specific health problem which resulted from their housing position, and over half of those people in emergency accommodation were actually suffering from depression.
Segment 2.
A breakdown in her relationship and problems with domestic violence left Sharon Bullock and her children homeless. They took shelter in a refuge before being housed for several weeks in bed and breakfasts, and then a year in a flat in a homeless unit. Coping with two small children in temporary accommodation proved extremely difficult.
It was very, very stressful, you know, not knowing really from one day to the next where you were going to be placed. So it was, you know, insecure. I got very down in the temporary accommodation we're in. There were a lot of restrictions. It was security guarded 24 hours. You weren't allowed to stay out more than two nights. You were not allowed visitors after 10 at night. So you couldn't have maintained any kind of relationship there. Nowhere for the children to play, that kind of thing. It was very isolating.
Segment 3.
The reasons why people may be depressed because of their homelessness are manifold. First of all, there's the physical conditions in which they live. Very often the emergency accommodation, the temporary accommodation, is simply not fit for use. Overcrowding, inadequate access to hygiene or to cooking. And those things are obviously going to have an impact. Secondly, there is this sense of hopelessness. You may be in that accommodation for years and you're not even staying in the same place. You're moved on a very regular basis. You're unable to work because of the very high rents that you have to pay, which can only be met out of housing benefit.
Segment 4.
Finally, there's a real problem in getting access to support. They don't have access to their normal doctors. The kids don't get access to their normal schools. Their friends, their support mechanisms, all of those have been taken away from them.
It's not surprising that adults often become depressed while trying to cope with this sort of situation. But it's the long-term effects on children which particularly concerns Adam Sampson of Shelter.
With children, what is particularly concerning is there's an increasing amount of evidence to indicate that the psychological problems that are caused by homelessness as a child recur in adult life.